Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Jeremiah chapter number 3, verse number 3 says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Praise the Lord. I want to speak to you about prayer changes you. We have learned over the years how prayer changes things, changes situations, turns bad conditions into testimonies. We've learned how prayer moves mountains, raises valleys. It is very clear that prayer is very potent. And mostly we've used prayer as rightly, actually, as a channel of our sustenance here on earth as ambassadors of Christ. So one of the usefulness of praying is that prayer changes things, especially prayer in the name of the Lord by faith. So the scripture says, it is the Lord himself speaking. He said, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not." So, normally when we hear about prayer, we think about answers. Are you with me? We think about answers. So, when we are praying, when a believer is praying, is actually in communion with the Holy Spirit, and that communion produces answers. Answers to problems, answers to the way forward, guidance, instruction, but it's answers. Prayer is not the only thing that's able to do that. Meditation also has that kind of power on the word. Meditation on the word of God by faith has that, can yield that result to the believer. But since we are talking about prayer, when we're speaking about prayer, we are communing with the Lord. One, two, in that communion, answers do come forth. This has basically become the mainstay of prayer, especially when we are teaching about prayer. But prayer does much more than this. Just giving solutions or answers to situations and bringing solutions or testimonies on issues, it does much more than that. In that communion with the Holy Spirit, the Bible makes us understand in 2 Corinthians 13:14 that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. So here Paul was pronouncing the benediction. And in that benediction, he said one of the blessings is that the grace of God brings us into a communion. The word is koinonia, with the Holy Spirit. So that we are not just in an interaction. It's beyond interaction. But, you know, a deeper dimension of interaction. You can call it fellowship. Paul talks about this fellowship and he uses the word intimacy. So it is not just a friendly relationship you are having with the Lord, but you are in a deeper communion, a deeper fellowship, a deeper relationship with the Lord. A relationship that Paul calls is a level of knowing Him in an intimate way. Praise the Lord. That's communion. That means that it goes beyond the superficial, goes beyond the surficial, goes beyond the facade. And so a real prayer is a deep intimacy with the Lord. And in that intimacy, you will find out that it doesn't only produce result in terms of changing things, but it also changes you. As in human intimacy as well, the benefit of an intimacy maybe between a husband and a wife doesn't always appear in reproduction of children, but there are also intrinsic benefits such as having an emotional bonding, emotional connection when you have intimacy with your spouse. So even though our focus has been on I'm praying because I will receive answers, prayers do much more than that. It just changes you. Because in that communion, we see that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, in that communion, we also encounter or experience the practical love of God. Praise the Lord. Or the love of God in demonstration. And we also, in that space, begin to encounter the practical demonstration of the personality of the Holy Spirit who is resident in us. So, prayer is that portal that we use or access by faith to enter into this kind of koinonia or intimacy with the Lord. Now, the reason why we have to look at prayer beyond just answers is because it's going to be difficult for us to experience our dominion mandate on earth if all we think about prayer is answers. Because the dominion or being partakers of His divine nature it doesn't always express itself in material product. But the fact that you are a human being on earth and being a partaker of His divine nature makes you become another breed of a human being. And that another breed of a human being is not just a head work that I'm a Christian. So I've become a partaker of His divine nature and it's just your head. If it is just your head work and there is no proper activation, connection, communion, you will find out that you are a definition of something. Maybe you have a status of something, but you are not functional when it comes to demonstrating your real nature. So like eagle operating in the realm of chicken. And so prayer is one of the things that makes us to express our faith and also, you know, appropriate our divine nature as believers in Christ, that whoever Christ has made us, we are able to, you know, exhibit, enforce it, manifest it. You know, the Bible says creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. We're able to manifest it. And so, two Christians may be manifesting it at different levels. And sometimes it is due to their communion levels. Are you here? Are you sure you are here? Say communion levels. This teaching is very important because we have been taught how to gain things, but how prayer changes us, that mind has not been firmly established with us. But let's go through the scriptures so that we'll be able to walk in this power that God has given us. Now, in Jude 20, or if you like, call it Jude 1:20, the Bible said in Jude chapter 1, verse 20, it said, "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." So we'll come back to praying in the Holy Spirit. I just wanted to quote this scripture because it's just coming to my head. Okay. But here we see that there is something called praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, 1 Corinthians 6, 17, the Bible makes us understand that, "But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit." That is, when we received Christ, we became joint heirs with Christ. And the Bible is saying that if you are now joined with Christ, then you are one in spirit. What does it mean? What does it mean that you are one in spirit? Because one, there is the spirit of the Lord. Then there is also the spirit of this world. Then there is the spirit of man. The man that is on earth can be joined with the spirit of the world, which is controlled by Satan, or can be joined with the spirit of the Lord when that person receives Jesus Christ. Are you with me here? So when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, what actually happens that makes you a new creature is that his spirit comes to live in your spirit. So we call it what? Regeneration. Are you here? When his spirit comes to live in your spirit, like when, let's say, a very prominent king comes to live in this place becomes the palace. You got it? So you won't see this place again. Like, now this place is a keeper's house. This place used to be something else. They used to use this space for something else. But now is the habitation of the Spirit of God. So the Holy Spirit coming to live in our spirit because we have received the Lord Jesus Christ makes the Spirit of God to be joined, or makes our spirit and the Spirit of God to be joined. And that says that you are one in spirit with the Lord. Are we going somewhere? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. Let's see. "For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God." So, the things of God no man knows except the spirit of God. That's the spirit of God is a real God. He said, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is what? Of God. That's the spirit we have received. That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. So here, Bible makes us understand that we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is what? Of the Lord. Which is of God. Are you here? When I was a young believer, I used to go for Tuesday teaching service. This time around, we don't call it teaching service, we call it midweek service. It's a whole service. That time it was not a whole service. Go buy a tripod. Today, Holy Spirit. Number one, Holy Spirit, the deity of God. Holy Spirit is full God. And now we shall say, yeah, so I never can't have a wife. So, but you can see that people who attend midweek service, and the midweek service is a full service, they grow better. Praise the Lord. They grow better. And if I were a church member, I will push and do everything possible to attend such services, because this is where the growth comes from. This is a channel of growth. So he said, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. So the spirit we have received is the spirit of God. When a human being receives a spirit, where does the spirit go to stay? Does it stay in your hand? Does it stay in your body? Does it stay in your soul? Does it stay in your spirit? Does it stay in your mind? Does it stay, you know, where does it go to stay? So we know we have received the Holy Spirit, but to where? Where you say the Spirit of God is living inside of me? Where is he living at? When we say we have received the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit comes into us to stay in our spirit. Because our spirit has been designed to receive spirit. Praise the Lord. Our spirit has been designed to receive. Not just the spirit of the world, because people receive the spirit of the world too. But the spirit is that aspect of your being that can contain spirit. Foremost purpose or design of the human spirit is that it can contain spirit. Praise the Lord. So when the Holy Spirit now comes to live in your human spirit, Bible says you are joined with the Lord and you are one in spirit. Are we clear about that? Okay. So, and he says that once that happens, in God's realm, he said the Spirit of God knows what is of God. In man's realm, we receive the Spirit so that one, we will know that which is of the Spirit of God. Two, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. So, when we receive the Holy Spirit into our spirit, first of all, we become partakers of his divine nature. Secondly, we now have a knowing of the things that are freely given to us as our redemptive package. Praise the Lord. Are you here now? Are you here? Are you sure you're here? As our redemptive things that are freely given to us. So, in fact, when you read down, you will find out that you will know the will of God. Because you know the mind of God. Why? Because the Spirit of God is living in your spirit. So, what is on the mind of the Spirit is transmissible to your spirit. Because your spirit is what? One. Are you here? I can speak in this English this whole night. And he says that the things, so he said, which things also we speak, not in the wisdom which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teaches. So when the Holy Spirit comes to live in your human spirit, you now have access to the wisdom of God. So you begin to speak things that the words of man's wisdom does not teach, but the Holy Spirit teaches, because now the Holy Spirit is living in you. So he speaks, you speak. The wisdom he has is the wisdom you have when you allow him to operate within your spirit. And at that level, you are able to compare spiritual things with spiritual. So that's where discernment comes from. That's where spiritual maturity comes from. That's where you're able to test all spirit, because you have the base, which is the Spirit of God. So when you see a like spirit, you are able to attest of it. And when you see a contrary spirit, you are also able to attest to it. Let me say that you can have the Holy Spirit and still be blunt. So that's why I'm talking about prayer. And prayer is not the only thing that makes you sharp, but it's the primary thing with the Word of God that can make you have that kind of spiritual maturity, like really come alive in the spirit. Are you here at all? So you see that a very small portion of prayer is getting answers. But the real deal of prayer, I mean, a much more important aspect of prayer is becoming who God really wants you to become here on earth. And once you become, you'll find out that there are things God doesn't necessarily have to do for you. There are things that you are empowered by your nature and by your sharpness in Christ to be able to do as an ambassador of Christ, as one who has received authority and power to be able to take authority and demonstrate power here on earth without looking for nyipamro. You hear? Okay. So, I mean, we can go on and on and on, but the point is that the Holy Spirit lives in the believer's spirit. Praise the Lord. There are books you can read. I mean, I can just say, you can read Kenneth Hagin. It talks about the believer's authority. Are you here? Yes. In fact, they are free. You can download them. You go to maybe pdfdrive.com. You type in the Kenneth Hagin books. It will be there. Too many websites will give you free ebooks. pdfdrive.com. You can get plenty websites. Just Kenneth Hagin books, Google. You will see that it's there. You can download many of them for free. Are you here? Just read and learn. You will become a better Christian. A more functional believer. Praise the Lord. So, say the Spirit of God lives in my spirit. Therefore, I am not alone. I'm not ordinary. Praise the Lord. Now, in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Verse number 26 and 27. It said, likewise, the Spirit. You can see that the Spirit there is capital S. So it's talking about the Holy Spirit. It said, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself. Now, I mean, in proper contemporary in English, it shouldn't be the Spirit itself, because the Spirit is not inanimate. The Spirit is a full personality. So it would have read the Spirit himself or the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. So you see that the ESV, just correct, it says, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Groanings too deep for words. But let's just break it down. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. That means that the human being, with or without Christ, is weak. And dependence on the Holy Spirit will give you that support system against your weakness. This word weakness simply means limitation. It simply means what? That you and I, we are limited because we are natural men. But with the Holy Spirit coming to live in our spirit, we are able to go beyond the limitations that human beings have. Why? Because now we have the Holy Spirit who becomes our advantage. Advantage in everything, including dimensions and realms of prayer where human words are not, the vocabulary is not exhaustive enough to be able to articulate, to cover the phenomenon that is under consideration. That you are trying to build a case, but there is no enough vocabulary to explain what is in your heart. And so the Spirit takes over from that level and takes you beyond where vocabulary cannot reach. Takes you beyond where human mind cannot explain to make sense in the spiritual space. So the things that we ought to pray about, that we don't know what we ought to pray for, what it also means is that there are more pressing issues than what is on your mind. More pressing issues than what you brought before God. Are you here at all? So you may, in the beginning of the year, be thinking that you need promotion. But when you commune with the Holy Spirit at a certain level, He takes over the prayer and begins to pray through your spirit the exact thing that is on the table of God, the will of God. That's why I say the Spirit knows the mind of God. Are you here? So you get to a point where you are praying and your mind is not fruitful because your spirit has taken over. And when your spirit takes over, because your spirit knows what's on the mind of the Spirit and the will of God, it is able to zoom into the important things that are on the table of God based on God's calendar and will for you, and praise and intercede in that direction, so that it is difficult to pray in the spirit and pray amiss. But you can pray amiss praying in your language, praying with your mind being fruitful, because your thoughts are not always in line with the thoughts of God. Are you here? Is it helping somebody here? Spirit is a maker intercession for us. So there are limitations. Being born under the law, we have serious limitations. The Spirit comes to absorb those limitations and makes us supermen, makes us powerful people. Say, I'm a powerful person because I have the Holy Spirit in me. I'm taking it easy because it's a very simple matter here. Say, I'm a very, very anointed person. Very, very anointed, powerful person. Praise the Lord. Because what? The Holy Spirit is living inside of me. So, when the Holy Spirit at that level in prayer, your spirit is one with the Holy Spirit and He takes over at that level, what is happening in this? What do you think happens in the spirit? What do you think happens in the spirit? This tonight is question and answers. So as we stay in that communion of fellowship with Him, in that intimacy with Him, our spirits in the moment of prayer begin to interact. Begin our spirit, collective spirit, if it's an individual, your spirit begins to interact more with Him because you are praying. And when that happens, it causes you to receive greater capacity, which is His capacity, which is the Spirit helping your infirmity. So he brings you from your realm of infirmity, weakness, your realm of limitation to his realm of strength, greater capacity. And with that happening, you will see that your spirit is given that capacity to receive light. To receive what? I can't hear you. To receive what? To receive light. So as you commune, you are moved from you are helped out of your weakness into his strength. Paul talked about it. He said, when I am weak, his strength is perfected in me. So you are brought to his level where you begin to operate at his level of limitlessness. You operate at his level of no boundary. You operate at his level of strength. You operate at his level of no. That's why when you pray and you are really operating at his level, you seem to know things. You are knowing things because your spirit has hit that frequency with him. And so what he knows is transmitted also to your knowing. His energy is transmitted to you. And you can receive as much as at that point your capacity allows you to receive as a human spirit. Are you here at all? So, like a baby spirit has the quantum of light it can receive. So you have a natural man, you have a baby, you have a carnal man, then you have a spiritual man as a believer. So as you are a baby Christian, there is the quantum of that light that you can receive, that power, that capacity, that help. So you see that we receive this kind of help from the Holy Spirit at different levels. And the different levels we receive is based on our degree of communion with the Holy Spirit. So today you are communing with him, and if you are consistent in your communion with him, you will find out that over time, your spirit's ability to receive light increases. The light is there, but your spirit will have to increase the capacity to receive more. But the light is there, and I will show you. The light is there, but you find out that for the light to have, you know, proper expression is dependent on how much communion you are having with the Holy Spirit. We are not talking about answer to prayer. We are talking about how much light, how much of his glory, how much of his presence is functional within your space. You see that all of God is in your spirit. But at this stage of your life, you are able to manifest a certain dimension of God because of your level of communion with the Holy Spirit. So the potential to manifest all of God is there, but we don't manifest all of God instantly because we need this level of communion, of yieldedness, of receiving this capacity to as it were, manifest from one level to another level to another level to another level to another level. Prayer gives you that opportunity. Praise the Lord. Is it a good teaching? So some people come to church, they don't pray. Or they don't like even collective prayer. So you see that your spirit is still a day nursery spirit. Kindergarten. It still has the Holy Spirit, but it really is not a developed spirit. Are you with me? When you stay in the presence of God, you receive more of him. In John 1, 4 and 5, we are going there. John chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. This is what the scriptures say. The scripture says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Watch the scripture very, very well. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. It's talking about Jesus being the Word, Jesus being the Savior, and he's saying that in him is life. In him is what? And that life was the light of men. So what Christ represents to us is life. That life comes into our spirit as light. Praise the Lord. Christ is what? Life. In our spirit is light. Are you with me? That life is light in our spirit. And he says that, so when you see light growing in your human spirit, the life of God is actually, are you here at all? It's becoming expressive in you. More life equals more light. So Jesus is in us. The way to allow this life in us to become more light, one of the ways is to stay in communion with the Holy Spirit in prayer. That as you are staying, we'll just see in scripture, you see that this life will become more life in you, which is more light in your spirit man. And with more light in your spirit man, the Bible says that you will come into contact with darkness. And darkness, when it sees more light in you, it will just give way. It will what? It will give way. Darkness does not give way because you are screaming and shouting. Darkness gives way because the light it's encountering is stronger than the darkness. And you see that when a wick has light and is glowing, you see that it dissipates more darkness. But when that light start dimming, darkness also start massing up. So light is life in your human spirit. And if you are growing in power, in authority, in whatever, it means that more light is finding expression in your human spirit because of the activities of the Holy Spirit, communion with the Holy Spirit. Are you here at all? More light. Someone put your hand on your stomach. Say more light. One more time. One more time. Say more light. Say more light means more life. Remember, your spirit is so limited until the Holy Spirit comes in. When he comes in with life. That life is light. So the more life you have, or the more life you allow in your spirit, man, you see, your spirit loses its weakness, the more light grows in your spirit. You find out that what you couldn't do before, you are able to do because there is more life which is translated into light, which darkness is unable to withstand. So say more light in my spirit. One more time, say more light. Now, in the Old Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 to 8, it talks about Moses in the Old Testament. In fact, it talks about the Old Testament, and just comes begin to talk about Moses, and he said, who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth what? Life. Now, the Spirit gives what? I can't hear you. The Spirit gives what? It gives what? Life. We have learned that this life is what? Light. The Spirit gives life. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit in your spirit. Now, the reason why such a teaching has to be like more repetitive is because it's not part of our mind. We can preach it and shout it and receive the Holy Ghost, and all, but it's not there. You have received, but it's not your default. I receive something. It's like the way people are receiving flu. No. They don't even know where they got it from. They don't know where they got it from. But you have received. All you know is that it's doing you. So, but you don't know how. God have mercy. He said, for the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth what? Life. Verse 7. Remember, the spirit gives life, and that life is what? Light. But if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away, next verse, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? So now, he's talking about verse 7, please. Moses is comparing the Old Testament and the New Testament, or the Old Dispensation and the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. And he's saying that the Old Covenant is called the ministration of death. It was written, you remember the Ten Commandments, written on plaques, written on engraven on stones. Now it's engraven on our heart. He says, if that was glorious, so that when Moses came down from the mountain after 40 days, the people could not steadfastly look at his face because there was glory, you know, shining. His countenance was full of glory. And this glory was even temporal. He said, how much more? In verse 8. How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? That is, here we know that the reason why the people could not look at the face of Moses was that the glory, which Bible talks about, was difficult for their eyes to behold steadfastly. See, you couldn't fix your eyes on it. It was blindfolding. So it was light that was difficult to receive. He's saying that the ministration of the Spirit is much more powerful than what they encountered in the days of Moses. They saw the glory, it appeared to them in light. The ministration of the Spirit will cause more glory in your spirit that will manifest as the radiance of his presence. The glory of his presence, it will be more light. It will be what? More light. So we see that in the Old Testament, this light, which Bible says is the life of God in us, sometimes was referred to as glory. The glory upon Moses was the life of the Old Covenant. And he's saying that the ministration of the Spirit is glorious, is light. The Spirit giveth life. It giveth light. It manifests in glory. So when you stay in the place of prayer, and Moses was staying in the place of prayer for 40 days fasting. As he was fasting, something was happening in his spirit. So much so that the light, which is the life of God, filled his spirit. So even under the Old Covenant, too, filled his spirit so much that it was now creating permeable membrane within his body, that the light inside, the glory inside, had taken over his whole body. That what was on the inside was reflecting on what was on the outside. Imagine. too much. Imagine. We will be cheating ourselves if we were fasting and praying and the fixation of our mind is, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me. Because there is more in God than I want this, I want that. There is something more. God is trying to make you become like Him. He's trying to change your humanness for your spirit to properly function the way it has to function for you to be victorious here on earth. So when you are in the presence, so imagine me fasting in the presence of God. My mind is totally different from yours, from scripture. So my effect will be totally different from yours. Are you here at all? So as I am there, you will find out that light, say light. So as you are staying in a place of prayer, the spirit is communing with your spirit. So more light, say more light. I'm feeling it. Say more light. More light. In that same 2 Corinthians, if you jump to verse 17 and 18, you will see that it now comes to the new covenant, and he says that now the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. Next verse. But we all, Moses, because of what happened, he had to put mayafi. He had to put a veil. And I believe that people even put a veil on their own heads as well. They had to reduce their own exposure to what was on him. And the veil was on Moses also to reduce his exposure. He said, but we all, with open face, beholding us in a glass, the glory of the Lord. Remember I said that this was manifesting as light. So sometimes light, sometimes glory. Beholding the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So as we stay in the presence, because now the curtains are torn, we are not running away from the powerful radiance of His glory, because we are heirs with Him, one in spirit, joint heirs, seated with Him in heavenly places, far above principles. So the effect that the glory used to have on our flesh, when people met the Lord and ran away, in the new covenant, He lives in us. The glory, our spirit is familiar with the glory, familiar with the dynamics of the light. So He says that we have come into face to face with the Father. So we come boldly. Before they couldn't. Now we come boldly. And He said, as we behold Him, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image. As we stay in His presence and fellowship with Him, commune with Him. Are you here? Shakabaha shakatalaba. No distractions. Me and you. Intimacy. Close the door. Shekwala kabatakaya. Ijakalaba kabakataka. It says, it's like you are beholding Him face to face. And as you are beholding Him, you are changing into the same image. Not only that, every image has its own dimension of glory. So you are changing to the same. Remember, He made us in His image. And after His nature, His likeness. And we went away. Now that He's reconciled us, we are coming into alignment. Where He's changing us into the same. How? As we commune with Him. So as we commune with Him, He said, as we behold Him, With open face, so behold him as in a glass. You see, you can imagine when you put water in a glass and you are looking into the glass. You see your face there. But this time you are seeing the real face you have to see. We are changed into the same as you behold him. I am before you. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King. Let it be a sweet, sweet song. I enter to the holies of holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. Your spirit is beholding the Lord, communing with him, interacting with him, fellowshipping with him. It's in an intimate connection, intimate relationship with him. He says that thing is making God to feed into your spirit to the point that you are changed into that same image. Your spirit gets some engineering, some calibration is going on in your spirit. Light, said, and the glory of the Lord, the glory will gush into your spirit. More light will be allowed into your spirit, and you will see that you are not normal from the way you entered, because more light has accessed your spirit. From glory to glory. You enter into a new level of glory of light. Are you here at all? New level of glory of light. Why you stand there? Same person, but an encounter with the Lord in his presence, through communion, through prayer. Something has happened to the wiring of your spirit. That now when you just take anything and you are doing things like in Moses' time, the glory in his spirit came on his being. That glory is light. It's the life of God. He said, it shineth in darkness. And darkness could not comprehend it. Too much. Like you come out and you see that, oh boy, the rest saw him and fled because too much light, too much glory.
There's a level that you don't need motivation to pray. There's a level that the quest for the glory, quest for more light into your spirit. God, that it's not like God change me. As you are beholding him, you are there communing with him. The change is happening. It's happening. It's happening from glory to glory. From glory to glory. So more light. More light. Light is the glory of God. How much light does your spirit exude? How much light? How much glory? How much of God does your spirit exude outside your body to displace darkness? That's why you see some people, they come onto a crusade ground. As they enter there, sickness start jumping away. It's too much light, too much glory inside their spirit. It takes the microphone. Ketobaka shababada elekwataka meleko shelebedede reboko shatata ilakabatakata. And when you see a man who has beheld the face of God for a long time, and he is speaking, he is ministering to you. Kai, I will worship you with all of my heart. I will worship you.
Of this thing, light. Though we are talking about light. So when you stand there, if the light in you is small, it will attract small fingerlings, small. The church members cry, they will not become great. Yes, small light. Imagine small light leading big light. How far can your headlight go? If your headlight cannot throw, you just bang into portals. So your light is dim, is small. When you are praying, it's beyond answers. It's what God is doing in your spirit. It gives you capacity. In Isaiah chapter 40, now this light, in Isaiah 58 verse 8, he said, when you fast and pray, when you fast and pray, one of the results will be that then shall thy light break forth as the morning. As you pray, your spirit has become what is communing with the Holy Ghost. There is a light that will break forth. He said, this light, it will affect your health, give you speed. It will make you see the righteousness of God at work in your life. Darkness will see you, it will not comprehend. Light. As you are staying in the presence of God, Moses stayed, light came. That light is what men are looking for. Three wise men saw the light. They carried. You are looking for gold. You don't ask for gold. You go for the light. Are you here at all? Just unti nyame. Oh God, unu nyame. Nyame ni umu ye. Then where the ye wo umu? Nankau what na ne nima ten ne nima ten tamno.
when people saw. When people saw the light of Moses, they left the idol worship. Things will go. Demons will flee. Prophecy will. They left gold. They came to follow the glory. They left the golden calf to follow the man carrying the glory. So, light. It's not attracting anything valuable. It's a small light. As you stay in the presence of God, Lord, more glory, more light. Today I've just tried to give you a mental impression, a mental imagery of what happens when you say you are waiting upon the Lord. You are praying in the presence of God. We need to pray more. We need to pray more. Then shall thy light, the light, the Holy Spirit living in your spirit, it will release a particular light. It will break forth. It will enter you and the glory will burst in your spirit. See that your spirit has gone to another level. From glory to glory. Hallelujah. Sister, having one child is not the reason why the marriage is not coming. 3, 4, it doesn't matter. If Moses had 20 children and came without glory, imagine. In Mark chapter 9, 1 to 3, when Jesus was transfigured, he didn't ask Peter and the rest. He said, we will build house for you here. We will build. When people see glory, they want to build things for you. Because light has come. Burdens are lifted. Light has come. Are you here at all? Light has come. People who don't like you, once they see light, their mind will change. They have to see light. You see, this prayer is not give me, give me, give me, give me. This prayer is more than that. It's changing you to become that glorious person from glory to glory. We don't have time. I would have told you that this light, within this light is strength, is might. This light, kobahataka laba, shekelepeketeke, manda kuashata laba. In Ephesians, boy, chapter 1 or chapter 3, it says that Paul was praying for the church. Yes, let me just mention it, because Paul was just praying for the church, and he said, verse 16, Paul was praying for the church, and this is what he said. He said, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory. Remember, this is a work that's happening in your spirit, oh. According to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Paul is praying for the spirit of God to endue them with might in their spirit. That means that when you are in the place of prayer, intercessional, and that intercession is bringing them might, not to their mind, to their spirit. That's it. As in prayer, you are communing with the Holy Spirit. You see that there's a level where the light increases and bursts and glows in your spirit, man. When it does that, one of the things it does is that it fortifies your spirit with might. Your spirit gets empowered with God's might, is supernatural strength. That is, You in that place of prayer, you come out, and when you step there, the kudum in the spirit is a different noise, because your spirit is not. You can come and you have become hatan because maybe fasting, but something has gained weight. That's your spirit, and it has a different measure. Might kilabaka shola malaka As you are just communing with the Holy Ghost, that light, that glory is just coming more into your spirit. And as it's entering your spirit, one of the things it's doing is empowering your spirit to be able to do more, to be able to handle more, to be able to displace more power. Shekwa la kapataya ila guadabada. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29, if you even go further back, 28, it says that, look at that, it says that, has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. 29, powerful. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. 30. Oh boy. He said, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. 31. But they that wait upon the Lord in prayer, he said, they shall renew their strength. That's what I'm saying. In the place of prayer, your strength, when they're spiritual, is renewed. There's a top up. There is a top up. The battery is charged. Not only charged, it's changed. There is a change of battery. They shall renew their strength. From there, fainting men and weary men, they shall now mount up. Kai, you that were beaten by the storm before, you now, by the virtue of strength coming to you on the platform of prayer, you are able to mount. They shall mount up higher with wings like eagle. That your spirit develops flying, soaring powers. It develops wings. It's not a Sakura spirit. It is a spirit with wings. It can fly through storm. Because this strength has now given you abilities and capabilities to do the things that God has himself. Boy, they shall mount up with wings. Before, the thing will beat you. Now you can mount with wings as eagle. Shokalabata. It's all about declaring that I'm an eagle Christian. I'm an eagle Christian. I'm an eagle Christian. I'm an eagle Christian. I'm a lion. Lion. Son of the lion of the tribe of Judah. That declaration is great. It's good. It's good. It's good. But you practically become that in the place of communion with the Holy Spirit. Mount up with wings like eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Walking, running, flying, because you tarried in the presence of God. You now have ability to walk, ability to run, ability to fly. Against every storm, you're able to mount up and you have wings to fly like an eagle. So now when you come, there are things the Holy Spirit says, if I have endowed you and endued you with my glory and light, you said the first man was a living soul. The second man is a quickening spirit. So if someone is sick, because you have the same, I've given you a new battery, you hold the hand of that person and say, sickness, get out. There is a light in you that crushes that darkness. It just goes out. Poverty, get out. You are not speaking like Auntie Araba's daughter again, because now you have communed with the Spirit and he has given you something in your spirit that is making you to operate in the realm of glory. You speak to things, mountains are moving, things because, and you can do things in the will of God because you are carrying so much light, so much might in your spirit. I am praying that we will have the That's why Joshua doesn't want to leave the tent. Even when Moses is gone, Joshua is still there. No wonder in Joshua chapter 3, when he was just appointed, the first thing he met was Jordan. God said, today I will magnify you in the sight of all the people. First miracle, Jordan just opened like that. Too much sauce in the spirit of that brother Joshua. Too much. Stay there. The prayer is beyond answers. That's why you see some men, when they are talking, you think they are boastful or they are proud. Is he God? No. He's eating something. He's drunk something with God. Some light has entered. You know what you call, their language is different now, okay? It's just, you can do that thing. If your spirit can do, you know it can do. Are you here at all? Because Charlie, what drop here at the end of container, and when container, I should see it. How do you want your life to be this year? 30 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Every opportunity to pray. That's what Jude said. Jude said, building yourselves up as you are in the presence of God. He's building as you are speaking in tongues. You are praying. You are being built in the spirit. In your most holy faith, you are being built as you are speaking in the spirit. Zalakua. Too much. When you appear, things appear, things happen. Praise the Lord. There are things God has empowered us to do, and we have to do. When Jesus rose from the storm, he said, why are you disturbing my sleep now? Are you with this faithless? I thought you could deal with the storm. Deal with it. Mount. Command the storm. And when he left them, they were doing it all, because they had been with him. That's what the Bible said. Because they had been with him. When you are with him, you can do things. It will be clear. If you see a man who has been with the Lord, you will see in the things they are able to do. Because something has happened. It's powerful for us to look good. Look like this year we have to be a praying church. We have to utilize our virtual space. Are you here at all? Pray. Stop joining. Utilize the virtual space of the church. If we are praying online, you are there. If we are praying in the church, you are there. If we are, there's an instruction from the Lord, let's pray. You are there because God is doing something in your spirit. It's not like, where is that one coming from? Like, where is it coming from?
You think that it's because Nathaniel Bassey comes from Nigeria, that's why they've invited him? Do you think it's his country? His country is the reason why they've invited him? Or his tribe? Or his mother or his father? No.
One song B has gone to lock somebody somewhere, and the person cannot do anything about it.
See the vessel. Wow. Wait me out to be you.
where to me had to be. And some people are singing from a place. They are what? Singing from a place. Malakubasha. I say one day I was sleeping. A lady was singing. The song woke me up. I thought I was in a dream. When I woke up, the song was on the television. Yoruba song, I've never heard it before. The lady was singing for Pastor Adeboye. Song woke me up. I saw like angels were singing that song. I was there, I woke up. The lady was standing on the telly, singing the song. I didn't want the song to end. She was singing from a place now. You see, Sinaj, Night of Bliss platforms, those days when Pastor Chris used to do those crusades, she would take the microphone. No giddy giddy bia. She would just be singing. Everywhere. Oh boy. Everywhere. It's good that we are talented and gifted, though. It's good that we know what we are about. It's good that we are studious. It's all that is good. But the letter killer is still the spirit that gives life. How much spirit? Zaba, are you addicted to praying? Do you understand why you have to pray? Do you know what the prayer is doing to you? I met a man. He's a highly spiritual man. I wouldn't say whether he's in light or darkness. In my simplicity like this, he came up. Very buzzing. He shook me. He was talking to me. I was very quiet. He was bold to tell me. He said, I was checking the energy around you. I said in my head, wow. That time I had been sleeping in my office for a whole week. Just praying. In that prayer, I don't know him. God spoke to him. He called one of our members. He's not even from Ghana. That he wants to see this man of God. And he has heard that our member attends that church. And in all of that, he still had what? That man, he doesn't use regular phone. Says he was checking the energy around. I don't know what energy. But blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. This life is not normal. You can't be normal. And to not allow yourself to be normal, you need a deep communion with the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Permit me to cry.
Ibao. Capillaries, they will fail me. Permit me to cry. Iba, oh, Iba, Iba, oh, Iba, Iba, oh, Iba.
Speak in the spirit, speak in the spirit, speak in the spirit.
Iba, oh,
Iba, ba, 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 ba. Shatale baba mandala kapata
Iba o
Eketele baba baba shakla da 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 da
Iba
Shakala baba la kala da 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 Shakala baba da 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 Shakala baba la 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 kala baba baba da kala baba da 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 da
Iba o
Shakala baba la 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 kala baba la da 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 kala baba da da Shakala bada da 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 bada kala bada da 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 Shakala bada da 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 bada kala bada da 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 Shakala bada da 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 kala bada da 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 da
Iba o Iba Iba o Iba
Shalakabala da 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 kala bada da 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 Come on, raise your voice. Shakala bala da 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 da. Shakala bala la 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 kala bada da 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 da. Shakala bala da da kala bada da 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 da. Shakala bala la 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 kaba da 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 da. Shakala bala la da 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 bala kada da bada kala da da da. Shada bala kala bada da 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 baka. Ata kala bata tala bala la la la. Ashala bala gala bala gada daba Shakala bala gala bala gada bala gada bada Etala bala gada bala gada bada ba Ashala gala bala gada bada bada Rabada bada gada bada gada gada
Iba o Iba Iba o Iba Iba o Iba Iba o Iba o Iba Iba o Iba
Lift your hands and speak in the spirit. Speak in the spirit. Shaka patata la baka baka tata Elekeke baraga da 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 Shaka la bala 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 ga da 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 Etele bele kete tele bede da 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 Eshala balaga da 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 Shoya bada da Ashaka da gala balaga da 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 da
Iba o Iba Iba o Iba Iba o Iba Iba o Iba Iba o Iba
Can you see the Lord and worship Him?
Iba o Iba Iba o Iba Iba o Iba
Shaka da 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 da
Iba o Iba
Lift your hands and speak in the spirit. Shakalabada. Da. Lift your hands, just speak in the spirit. Shada. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew thee. Man, sing it no matter. Lift your voice. Let the instrumental is just flow.
They that wait upon the Lord.
Shalagadabada. Speak in the spirit. Speak in the spirit. Can you lift your hands and pray? Sada Belamanda da 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 Ela Baba Bada Galabada da 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 Shada la Melele Kalabadesh Ela Bada da 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 Shala Bada da 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 Shola Melele Lele Shekwala da 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 Ela Bada da 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 Shada la Bada da 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 Shakalabala. Spirit of the Lord, Makala Baba Baba Shada Bada Dada Ela Baba 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 Baba. This year, an appetite for your presence. Shakala Bada Dada 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 Shakala Baba 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 Shakala Bada Baba Baba Dada 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 Shakala Baba 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 Dada Dada Shakala Bada Bada Dada 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 Shakala bada bada da 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 ra ba 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 shakala bada bada shakala ba 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 shala bada bada da 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 project the lyrics for us kala bada da 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 da
they shall run and not grow weary they shall walk and never faint.
Shall renew their strength. there be light in your spirit. Introducing you to the presence of God in prayer like never before. Share the communion.
Part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.